From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 71 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. It's 3:06.
To All Things Considered, from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting Soundwaves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, four Kansas school districts say they have not received any formal complaints about their gender identity policies, but the federal government is investigating them anyway and is threatening to withhold federal funding. KCUR's education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service dive into the story just about 25 minutes from now here on KPR. We will also hear from former Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. He has written a book about his life on the court and off. Unsurprisingly, Nina Totenberg has read it. She'll talk with him coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, Destiny has music for you. It says here it's going to be really bad, really funny music. So special Halloween music meant to make you chuckle. Also a very good Dvorak symphony and the ever-popular Danse Macabre. It's on your KPR One stations from 7 to 9 p.m. 71 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. It's 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Michelle Martin and A. Martinez get you caught up on all the latest national and international news.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting Dark Side of Oz, with jazz students blending the music of Pink Floyd alongside reimagined images from The Wizard of Oz. At Liberty Hall, October 29th. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
News headlines coming up next. It's 3:30.
Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A startup wants to put a nuclear reactor 1 mile underground in Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
Deep Fission's idea is to drill a 30-inch borehole 1 mile deep and put a small nuclear reactor into it. It says this design could fuel energy-hungry AI data centers with what the company calls discrete and bespoke nuclear installations. It has signed a letter of intent with a partner for a site in Kansas. The company isn't disclosing the partner and site at this time. This is the second nuclear company to reveal plans related to Kansas in the past month. The other, TerraPower, wants to build a utility-scale nuclear plant in Evergy's service area. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The number of people experiencing homelessness in Kansas this year fell by 157, a little bit more than 5%. A new report shows a total of more than 2,600 homeless people were counted throughout the state during a single night in January. That is how advocacy groups and local governments track the homeless population each year. Molly Mendenhall of the Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition said in August that the decline is partly due to local and regional service providers working together.
They're really looking at it as a community and how can we help the people who live in this community, especially if they don't have housing?
More than 60% of the state's homeless population reside in either the Lawrence or Wichita areas. A fire swept through two homes and multiple vehicles in Dodge City over the weekend, killing three people. Kaylin Moore has the details.
The Dodge City Fire Department responded to calls yesterday morning of a structure fire. Upon arrival, the trailer homes were already mostly engulfed in flames. The three people killed included a senior couple and their adult son. City officials have not named the victims. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's office is currently conducting a full investigation on the cause of the fire. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
And the leaders of a healthcare nonprofit based in Johnson County hope the recent ceasefire in Gaza means they can start sending medical aid into areas affected by the conflict. Heart to Heart International's Director of Disaster Response, J.P. Fisher, says the aid group is ready to send medical supplies and medicine into Gaza, depending on how soon the border opens to humanitarian groups. Fisher said many hospitals in Gaza have been destroyed. The rest are only partially functioning.
This is what we're seeing. It's a very dire situation, and we know that this is going to be a long-term response and recovery process.
Fisher says more than 15,000 patients in Gaza, including nearly 4,000 children, need medical evacuation. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 3:35.
Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Four Kansas school districts say they haven't received any formal complaints about their gender identity policies, but the federal government is investigating them anyway, and it has threatened to withhold federal funding. KCUR's Nomeen Ujiadeen sat down with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin, the Kansas News Service, to talk about the story.
Jody, what school districts are being investigated?
In these Kansas school districts, and it does reflect a national trend.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Nomeen.
Thank you.
That was Nomeen Ujiadeen speaking with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service. For more stories like this one or to share the story with a friend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies elsewhere throughout the state and always online worldwide at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Coming up in our next half hour, we will tell you more about the hostages released by Hamas and more than 1,900 Palestinians released by Israel. More on the president's trip to Israel and Egypt, marking what they are saying is an end to the Gaza war. We'll also talk about the implications of the opening of an ICE detention center in a small Georgia town. It's all coming up on KPR. 20% chance of rain this evening, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly sunny, highs around 80. 71 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
And environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors. Hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will take a tour of a tenement museum. We will appreciate the life and career of actress Diane Keaton, who has died at the age of 79. We'll also learn more about the stresses being felt by those who operate Asian groceries due to all the tariff confusion. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Later tonight on your KPR One stations, Music with Destiny, featuring a special Halloween tune meant to make you laugh, plus a really good Dvorak symphony, and of course, for this time of year, Danse Macabre. That's on your KPR One stations. If you are joining us on KPR Two tonight, stick around at 7 o'clock for This American Life. 20% chance of showers this evening, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy in the morning, but clearing out in the afternoon. Mostly sunny tomorrow afternoon with a high around 80. 70 degrees in Topeka, 61 in Emporia. It is 4:20.
This is NPR News.
Some Palestinians are returning to their destroyed homes in the Gaza Strip. The ceasefire is holding for now, but one college student says it does not feel like peace yet.
Because the occupation is still there, and they're shooting anyone who gets close.
We hear from Palestinians on what comes next for them tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. 20% chance of showers this evening with lows in the lower 60s. It is 73 degrees in Lawrence and 74 in Atchison. It's 4:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A startup wants to put a nuclear reactor 1 mile underground in Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Deep Fission's idea is to drill a 30-inch borehole 1 mile deep and put a small nuclear reactor into it. It says this design could fuel energy-hungry AI data centers with what the company calls discrete and bespoke nuclear installations. It has signed a letter of intent with a partner for a site in Kansas. The company isn't disclosing the partner and site at this time. This is the second nuclear company to reveal plans related to Kansas in the past month. The other, TerraPower, wants to build a utility-scale nuclear plant in Evergy's service area. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The leaders of a healthcare nonprofit based in Johnson County hope the recent ceasefire in Gaza means they can start sending medical aid into areas affected by the conflict. Heart to Heart International's Director of Disaster Response, J.P. Fisher, says the aid group is ready to send medical supplies and medicine into Gaza, depending on how soon the border opens to humanitarian groups. Fisher said many hospitals in Gaza have been destroyed, and the rest are only partially functioning.
This is what we're seeing. It's a very dire situation, and we know that this is going to be a long-term response and recovery process.
Fisher says more than 15,000 patients in Gaza, including nearly 4,000 children, need medical evacuation. Heart to Heart International is also providing aid in Sudan. The future of ranching and conservation may be fenceless with new high-tech cattle collars. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports that ranchers, conservationists, and researchers have been exploring the potential of virtual fencing across the Midwest and Great Plains.
Virtual fencing uses GPS collars, sounds, and electrical cues to move cattle away from certain areas and into others. Daniel Mushrush, a rancher in the Flint Hills of eastern Kansas, is part of a five-year project testing the technology. He says virtual fencing saves him time and provides more flexibility. Mushrush can change the fence line and move cattle from an app on his phone.
Say that you want to go to your kid's concert, you could move them from the concert, or you can just schedule it to move at 8 o'clock at night.
More precise control over where cattle graze can also help diversify habitat for grassland birds and protect sensitive nesting sites during specific times of the year. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the lower 60s with a 20% chance of rain. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, but lightening up throughout the day. Mostly sunny by the afternoon with a high around 80. Lows in the lower 60s are forecast for tomorrow night. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Tune in tomorrow, beginning at 5 a.m. on your KPR stations from 5 to 9. It's Morning Edition, a great way, an easy way to get caught up on all the latest news, whether it's from around the world, around the nation, or around the region.
Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Coming up in our next half hour... President Trump was in Israel and Egypt today to celebrate the ceasefire deal that freed the last of the living hostages held by Hamas.
It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace.
We'll give you all the details coming up on KPR. 20% chance of rain this evening, lows tonight in the lower 60s, tomorrow mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly sunny, highs around 80. It's 70 degrees in Topeka, 61 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 5.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. From Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at Schwab.com. From Progressive Insurance, Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. For information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Running late in the morning? It happens. You can still start your day feeling pulled together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with an update of news headlines. The time is 5 o'clock.
The Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
73 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com.
Thanks for joining us here on KPR. Perhaps you're listening on 91.5 FM in Lawrence, or perhaps 89.9 FM in Atchison. Wherever you are listening today, welcome. Thanks for choosing KPR to be part of your evening programming. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we'll tell you all about the Nobel Prize in Economics, which was awarded today. What did those researchers learn that earned them the highest prize in economics? Also talk about why hair transplantation is a very big deal in Turkey. And we will hear a conversation with three reporters giving you an overview of what's happening in four specific Kansas school districts being sued by the federal government over gender identity policies. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence, with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent, from classics to cult. Hours and inventory available online at libertyhall.net.
Following All Things Considered this evening, Destiny is your host on your KPR One stations. An unusual Halloween tune meant to make you laugh. Some Dvorak, some Saint-Saëns. That's all on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2, up next is This American Life. 20% chance of showers this evening. Lows in the lower 60s. Highs around 80 tomorrow, down to the lower 60s tomorrow night. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Abilene, and 70 in Chanute. It's 520.
This is NPR News.
Some Palestinians are returning to their destroyed homes in the Gaza Strip. The ceasefire is holding for now, but one college student says it does not feel like peace yet.
Because the occupation is still there, and they're shooting anyone who gets close.
We hear from Palestinians on what comes next for them on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts will be Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. It is 5:30.
Open back up soon. Then I don't know if I'm going to get benefits after this month until they reopen.
No action has been taken to keep SNAP afloat past October. Last week, the Trump administration promised tariff revenues would keep WIC up and running. For NPR News, I'm Gabriella Paul in Tampa.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 587 points, the Nasdaq up 490. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A startup wants to put a nuclear reactor 1 mile underground in Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson has the details.
Deep Fission's idea is to drill a 30-inch borehole 1 mile deep and put a small nuclear reactor into it. It says this design could fuel energy-hungry AI data centers with what the company calls discrete and bespoke nuclear installations. It has signed a letter of intent with a partner for a site in Kansas. The company isn't disclosing the partner and site at this time. This is the second nuclear company to reveal plans related to Kansas in the past month. The other, TerraPower, wants to build a utility-scale nuclear plant in Evergy's service area. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The number of people experiencing homelessness in Kansas this year fell by 157. That's a little bit more than 5%. A new report shows a total of more than 2,600 homeless people were counted throughout the state during a single night in January. That is how advocacy groups and local governments track the homeless population each year. Molly Mendenhall of the Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition said in August that the decline is partly due to local and regional service providers working together.
They're really looking at it as a community and how can we help the people who live in this community, especially if they don't have housing?
More than 60% of the state's homeless population reside in either the Lawrence or Wichita areas. A fire swept through two homes and multiple vehicles in Dodge City over the weekend, killing three people. Kaylin Moore has that story.
The Dodge City Fire Department responded to calls yesterday morning of a structure fire. Upon arrival, the trailer homes were already mostly engulfed in flames. The three people killed included a senior couple and their adult son. City officials have not named the victims. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's office is currently conducting a full investigation on the cause of the fire. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
And the leaders of a healthcare nonprofit based in Johnson County hope the recent ceasefire in Gaza means they can start sending medical aid into areas affected by the conflict. Heart to Heart International's Director of Disaster Response, J.P. Fisher, says the aid group is ready to send medical supplies and medicine into Gaza, depending on how soon the border opens to humanitarian groups. Fisher said that many hospitals in Gaza are destroyed and the rest are only partially functional.
This is what we're seeing. It's a very dire situation, and we know that this is going to be a long-term response and recovery process.
Fisher says that more than 15,000 patients in Gaza, including nearly 4,000 children, need medical evacuation. You're listening to KPR. The time is 5:35.
From NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Four Kansas school districts say they have not received any formal complaints about their gender identity policies. But the federal government is investigating them anyway and has threatened to withhold federal funding. KCUR's Nomin Ujiadine sat down with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service to talk about what we know and what's still unclear.
Jody, what school districts are being...
We've been listening to Nomi Nujiadeen speaking with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service. For more stories like this one or along those similar lines, or to share the story with a friend, just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KVR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies all across the state. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, big story of the day, 20 hostages released by Hamas, more than 1,900 Palestinians released by Israel. There's a big meeting today marking an end to the Gaza war. How likely is this to hold up as an agreement? We'll talk about it coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
20% chance of showers this evening, lows in the lower 60s, mostly cloudy tomorrow morning, mostly sunny by the afternoon, with highs around 80. 73 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Topeka at 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Considered.
Inform start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming your way in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.